Lenin, I block the murder up from Chesamid Aleph, 5 lines into the wide lines. Therefore, the Abisha created Adam alone. Torah in the Braise, Taflam Chesamid Aleph. Adam Yechidi Nivra. We learned the Braise that a person, Adam, was created on his own, but in Mashallah, Yaminim, I mean, a repetition of the mission. A person shouldn't say, Hadbar Rashid Bashemayim. Why are there 5 people there? Because there are 5 different gods. Dovad Achab, Tzadiki, Vnei Rashayim. It said, what do you mean tzaddikim rishayim? Shalayiyu, if there were two ancestors, shalayiyu atzaddikim ayimim, under b'nei tzaddik, the tzaddikim should go around saying, our ancestor was a tzaddik, so we can do no wrong. No matter what we do wrong, we can do no wrong. So you don't have to worry. Urishayim ayimim, under b'nei rasha, we come from a rasha, there's no point in doing tshuva or anything else, because we cannot do anything ever right. Dovadacha, so we all have the same ancestry, we all have choices. Dovadacha, b'nei ha-mishpoche, the family, shalayim mishpoche, mizgare, zub, so we don't have families quarreling with each other, each one saying, I'm better than you. We all come from the same ancestor. So this Braise is saying everything the Mishnah said, why Adam was created on his own. By 8 lines in the wide lines, Avlam Chesam Alav. Ma'achshav Shenivri Yochi, Emadach, Adam was created on his own. Mizgare, all the families still fight with each other. Nivru, Shnayim, Alach, Kam, Kam. Imagine there would have been 2 ancestors. Ochen Vey. Dovadacha, b'nei ha-gazlonin. Because of the Gazlonin, the Chamsonin, they all start arguing that the property you have is comes from my father, nothing to do with your parents, and so on and so forth. But this way, we all come from the same parents. There's no machlekes. Now we all come from the same family. Look how we argue and steal. It's a total disaster. Well, the Hagi Gedulah says, tell the greatest Eibishter that every person is different. So we learned, the Hagi Gedulah says, the greatest Eibishter is Adam Tevei Kamad Bei Bechoy Semech. People mold in 1 coin. And they have a mold of Kulan. What's the truth? We're talking about Adam Arishon. Could we stop at Avram if we go to Adam Arishon? We have the that's what he's saying here. Madach, when you have Adam, still, because we have further down the line are different. Imagine from the beginning it would have been 2 families. It would have been a total disaster. So they have a mold, and all the coins that you print from that mold are the same. We all follow the mold of Adam Edition. Returns it over. And when a person is Gebar, there's also like a Chaymer Chaysim, like there's a mold. And they stood up each one, Mashiach will come, Chizim Eisim will stand up like a Levush, I'll stand up again. Why Taki did maybe should make people look different from each other? Shalayira Adam didn't know, a person shouldn't see a nice house, or Ishana a nice woman, Vayayim Shalayi will say it's mine. And no one knows the difference, everyone looks the same. Shalayim says, Vayimana, the Abisha did this to avoid Mirishayim, from Mirishayim, Oyram. Their countenance, the Zurai Ramesh, and their outstretched hand will be broken.
If they all look the same, then why is one no and one is not?
It's a good question. So why would you want someone else's wife and all the women look the same anyway?
So in Vospashtet, then no.
So Poshtep Shad is no in her midas, no in personality. But Rabbi Yaakov Enden brings down that the faces look the same, but the hands and the feet and the weight and everything else was different. So then how can he go? The whole word Rashi says here is that the woman wouldn't know who the husband, real husband is, because all the men look the same. But you can tell by the size of the stomach and the size of the chest. But I guess still it's not enough. You need a face. 3 things were different than each other. Koil, our voice, matter, and our view, our seeing, matter, uvedas, and our understanding. The koil of a matter, mishum erva. So during the day she sees, and at night she hears, she recognizes her husband's voice. Uvedas, degas, lo, nechapsonim. Now das, where Rashi learns das, doesn't mean that we all think alike. Das means that I know what you're thinking. Which is interesting, we're actually getting it. I know what you're thinking. So therefore, if I know what you're thinking, I know where you hide all your money. I know where you hide your jewels. So therefore, the Ebbish made everybody different. So we learned, Adam Nivir Beru Shabbos, Adam is created Beru Shabbos. Umpenim Ma Wai, Shalei Yaminim Ayim Mishra Lelech Baruch Hu. We know, but you say that Adam helped that day, Ebbish created the world, so he was the last thing, Ma'aseh Bereish, is the Varach, and other Pshad is, Shem Tazuva died to love if Adam, but if it gets arrogant, Oymala Yitosh Kadmach, even in the gnat, which is Machlis Veinu Maitzi, is created on Thursday, and you're created on Friday. It's garnished. The goof is Acher v'Kedem Tzatoni. Acher is the goof, the last thing that's created, and the Shem is the first thing. The Valachik, the Shechon the Mitzvah, Meyad, he's to go to Mitzvah straight away. To say that he goes to Mitzvah straight away means that Adam Rishon had Mitzvahs. We talk about Mitzvah of Shabbos. That means Adam had the Mitzvah of Shabbos. What's that all about? Because we talk about the others, the big deal that they kept Mitzvahs. Where do the other come in? So the Shakotai in the in the face of the fashion. Yeah, he failed miserably. Okay, true. That was but he's still doing the mitzvah. And he built himself a palace of the shichlon, and he painted it out. He's considered. He made a big party. Only after the dinner was all set, then he invited the guests. Remember, it says chachmas bonzebe, so that intelligence builds a house. Chotzva amudeh shiva, and it was carved out, etched out on 7 pillars. Taisha already says the world was created in 6, not 7. But they said Shabbos b'menucha. Shabbos menucha was created on Shabbos. It's not just stopping creating. It's something positive. And so the pasuk tovcha yishachte moscha yena poured out the wine af olcha shulchan to prepare the table. And then it said shulchan I said tikra sent out for her maids to call al gapi merei mikodes over on top of the heights of the town. He created the world of Chachma. He carved out in 7 days, in 7 pillars. She was made gracious. 7 days of creation. He prepared everything. He prepared the whole world. Then she said, he sent out maidens to call. Who did he call? Adam and Al Gape Meroy Mekaris on top of the cities. What do you mean? Is it Rabba? And we're over on top of the city. Adam is put on a pinnacle, but after everything's prepared. Rabba B'chalaram, Iksiv, says Agapi that he created on top of the city. He will see Al Kisei, he's only on top of a seat. B'tchile, when Adam was created, Chatchile, Al Gapi was over on top of the city. L'besayf, Al Kisei, then he's reduced to only to be sitting on top of the chair. Me, Pesi Yosur Haina, who is the one who was able to seduce him? Chasar Leif, somebody who does not have a heart, or lacking in wisdom. Amrullah, she said it. No, there was a woman who Chava induced or seduced the Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So there's Aisha, who's the one who convinced her? Amrullah, she said to him, the Chesiv, it says, she is the one. Chava is the one who convinced Adam to eat from the fruit. It says in the passage, Noyev Isha Chasar Leiv, somebody who lusts after a woman who's Chasar Leiv. So the expression Chasar Leiv applies to a woman, and she convinced Adam. Tanya, I'm going to marry him. He's
lacking in
lacking understanding, comprehending the repercussions. My admonition, he came from all the earth around the world. So now it says, Galmi roeinecha, you saw me as Galmi, a stick of clay with no form. It says, Einecha, your eyes. Hashem Einam Meshatarcha, the Eibishter sees all over the world. So he, the Eibishter, you see me, when you see me, Einecha, from all over the world you see me. So Adam was gathered from all the world, and he explains. Oh, Rabbi Yishia, Mashmei that Rav Adam Marishan Amarishan Gufay Mebavel. His body comes from Bavel. Roisha, his head from Yisrael, because Avida Yisrael Machkim says head from Yisrael. His body comes from Bavel, because that's where the Torah was as well. The Eivor of Mishar Haratzes, and his limbs come from all over the world. Agvoisav is behind. Amar Bachem Akra the Agma from the lowest point in Bavel. Amar Yechem Echlinish. They message Shoyz have a year into 12 hours in the first day, and I'll give you a diary of what occurred. The first hour Adam was created, he gathered all his dirt together, and became a form. They carved out his limbs. So at 9 o'clock, that's when the Neshama was thrown into him. Chamishi is at 10, Amad Adagal, he stood up. Shishi is called Hashemah, is already 11, he was already calling names for all the animals. Shvi is Nizdavgal Chava. At 12, he already got married to Chava. He had a very, very exciting first day. Shmini is. Interesting expression. At 1 o'clock, he went with his wife, and then at 1 o'clock, 1:30 or something, he came back with four. Who were the four? Cain and the twin sister, because Hevel was born later. Sorry? And he lived 930 years. What did he do the rest of his life?
He wandered around.
And he waited 130 to get married again. He was told not to eat from the tree. And as it says in the Rabbi Yaakov Ender, it says in the Medrash that he was told not to eat from the tree, only till Shabbos. Then afterwards he can eat as much as he wants. Sorry? It's two. Asidis, Sorach, he already sinned. Achas Esrei Nidain, he was already told to leave Gan Eden. Eshtem Esrei Nitrid V'Halachlai, he was expelled. Remember it says, Adam Bikar Bal Yolun, person of the day Bal Yolun, he was not to rest at night. He did not rest in Gan Eden that night. Amar Bachama ain't Chai Roshel V'Adam, and Kenidim, like a Behemah Chai, he won't let attack. Other things you created, we've got Sadat Vodim, Menash Marshes, things you created.
So 5 in the afternoon, he was already kicked out.
Yeah, yeah. He did in one day, it takes us a lifetime to go through.
If you consider he only stood up at 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
So from 10 to 5, should I always give up for that?
Had a family already. What are you talking about? Ellen, can need me like a behema unless he peed like a behema. Remember, it says nim shal kabehemas nidmu. That if we pee like a behema, you don't have a tzur of elukus. The shame the on your forehead, animal attack you. I don't know if you know what I'm going to be able to do. When Hashem wanted to create mankind, at that time, first he created a group of malachim. Amalem, he said, Abish was very much into consulting. He said, you think we should be making, that's why it says in plural, you think we should make a man in our image? Amalem, tell us who is he, what are his deeds? All these terrible things. What's the value of a person you mention him, a person that you should think about him? David should stretch out his finger and he destroy these malachim. The second group, the third group, same thing, David should make him disappear. Came the third group, what's the point of asking when they say something you don't like, they perish. So we're not going to say anything. Call Ayam Kul Shalach, the world's yours. This is called consulting. If we don't, you ask his opinion, in the moment our opinion is not agreeing with you, you kill us. So, you know what, Avishai, do it on your own. Leave us out of the picture. But look what happened. Remember, I told you so. They behave terribly. Weren't the first group of Malachim right? Avishai said, no. Azikna anihu. I will wait until the old Atseva and the Ezbla, I will still burden to bear them. Even though they're a shame, I'll tolerate them. I'll carry them. And it says in the first one, Chai says that Azikna Anihu, Azikna is Avram. When Avram came, Avram Zakim Avayamim, he brought old age into the world. He's referring to that Avram was able to carry all their mitzvahs. You know how tall he was? He's from one end of the world to the other. It says, that the day that Hashem created Adam, he's from one end of the heaven to the other end. Once he sinned, he niyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodi Olav, the Eibishter placed his hand on him, and umiyata, he reduced. Shemot says, he downsized him. Shemot says, Ocher vokedem tzartoni v'atoshelak hapecha. Then you place your hand on me. First, I was one end of the world, the other end of the world, then you placed your hand on me, and I shrunk. He wasn't from one end of the world to the other, he was from the earth to the sky. She never says, he was from the earth all the way to the sky. As soon as he sinned, the Abishah put his hand in him and he crushed him. She never says, first you say from one end of the world to the other, now you tell me from the earth to the heaven. They're both exactly the same size. Spoke says, and to me, how precious are your thoughts? Three different opinions. Where exactly see Aram here? Either the word Re'echa's thoughts, or the word Yokru means heavy, like Rashi says, which means heavy, or the what do you call it? Where is it? The Rosh Tevis of Ma Yokru Re'echa Kel is Arami. Look at it. Kale is Aleph, Reech is Reish, Ma is Mem, and Yoker is Yud, is Arami. Behind the Mishloch in my Dechsev, it says, Zeh Sefer told us Adam. This is the book, the Genesis of Adam. Melamet Shehereya Kishbrocha, Dor, Dor, Vedoisha. The Abishah showed Adam every generation and its leaders. Dor, Dor, Vechachamah, and all his wise met people. Kiva, Shegil, Dor, Dor, Vekiva, Samach, Betoirose, Venis, Atze, Bemisose. Interesting, Gemara Menachos will have the Chavtes, the exact same reaction Moshe Rabbeinu. When he saw all the generations that came to Akiva. It's like Akiva bothered them more than anybody else in history. Anybody else.
Because the greatest of the great, Derech Tagi Yosi, should come to such a missa.
Right? Yeah, but all 10 Harugim Malchus first of all had a terrible missa. Yeah. He said, how difficult it is to understand your thoughts. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he complained. And David told him, quiet, strike, kachol machshava. Adam didn't complain. He just said how difficult it is to understand what you're doing. It's interesting. So Adam, Abraham didn't have anything to say to him because he was right. We'll have another Gemara. We had the Gemara, where we have it? In the Edivit, the Abraham was a chassid haya. Adam was a chassid. Here the Gemara said Adam was a Russia. How can both be true? How can it be a chassid and a Russia? Before he sinned, he was a chassid. Like 1 hour. after he sins, he became a Rasha. Or after he sinned, he became a Rasha, but then he did tshuva later, he became a tzaddik again. So the different stages of his life. Yes, that's a Rasha. Shenem had said, Vika, Shem, Kiv, Lado, Yeru, Ayeka. What do you mean, Ayeka, where are you? Oh, not to Liba. Where did your heart stray? If you come in Moshe Belasa Haya. Now, what's Moshe Belasa Haya? He had a bris. Avram was the first person who was told to have a bris. Adam was told to have a bris. He's born with a bris. The Rameh says the most astonishing thing here. The Rameh says, Moshe Belasa, he says, it must be that he never had a bris. He didn't listen to the Eberster. Because if he had a bris, he says, he can never take it off. But I message right here, which is unfortunately trying to think. We learned, you know, in Piggy Abbas, if you Moshe Bar Losa, it's a terrible thing. According to the Ramel, it can be. So the Ramel learns Moshe Bar Losa, it means he never mallowed himself in the first place. But he said, once you had a bris, you cannot take it away.
But he never had a tzibui off.
Is that the point? But I'm saying, forget that. He's just saying the vort, that you can never remove, we have it all the time, Moshe Bar Losa. And the Ramel says it's impossible.
He's saying the pagam.
Moshe Bar Losa means he never had a bris. And the discussion is, Adam, what bris? Who told him to have a bris? When was he told to have a bris? We have Zayin Mitzvah B'nech, and only Vav of them, the more we'll learn, and then later was given to Adam. What's his bris thing? Anyway, Kivach, here it says, how do I know that he took away his Arla? Here it says, Hoshea is reprimanded in Behema, they are Adam like Adam, Avru bris, who was over the bris. Uksiv Hasama, what's a bris? It's Brisi Haifa. And it says elsewhere regarding a bris milah that's called brisi heifa. I'm not going to make kofi vika. He was mamish a kofi vika. The worst of the worst. Didn't believe in Abish at all. Shenema kiv hacha over brisi hasam a brisi heifa. They didn't believe in me at all. Amra alasher also the brisi Hashem they forgave. They forsake the brisi Abish. You should continue to tell damash al bekeidah. You should know what to answer bekeidahs. Amra biyechel and leishnon al bekeidahs. When should you get involved in discussions only on al bekeidahs of avay dezora? Maybe you can convince him. Abel apakaydis Yisrael kosh kein de pocket vei. Apakaydis Yisrael, Noah's having this interfaith, having interfaith things or interfaith things with conservative and reform rabbis is worse than having it with church leaders. Because kosh kein de pocket vei.
Worse to engage in the Jewish apakaydis.
Yes, in a debate, yeah. Not a discussion, a debate. Whenever they had relies on Torah to prove them, there's always an answer right there in that same pasuk. For example, Nasa Adam Tzamei look, there's more than one God in plural. While Yehuda gives Adam Tzamei, says, "Oh, Hashem did alone." Havaner Devin Nevala Hashem Svasam. Let's go. Losher Rabim says, "Vay Vay Vay Yedid Hashem Lidus Oyedarosam Migdal Yehivan Himself." Kisham Nigla Lokin Eishar Vimsa. Then says, "Elkel Ha'Oyna Oisi Bayim Tzav." See, there's only one God. Kimi Goy God Losher Loyel Kim Kreiv. Lo has many gods close to him. Kashem Lokin Bechol Karein Yelav. You call him. Every time Losher Rabim. But it says leave the Yisloi, right? It says himself. The two thrones, Ramav, he lifted Atigem Yosef, and Atigem is a friend of Abish that sits there. So Hanuch Lomeli, why need to? So the answer is Atik Yom and Yosef. There's only one sitting there. Again, Losh Rabim, two seats, but then only one was sitting there. So why Taka? Kirab Yechna, Yechna, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zidav Elokei Nimlich, Mashamai, all the other ones in Losh Rabim, because the Abish always consulted Malachim, Shneva Tzed, Begzeda, Zidav Pizgama, Begzeda, my Oma Malachim, Eba Maim, the Kaddishin, and the Maim, of all these holy Malachim. She Ilten, I asked, Hotein, Akulu, all the Psukim, he's consulting Malachim. Ade Kasumi, Ramah, Maikle, Mema, what about the Pasuk that says they had two thrones? Why was Abish need two thrones? Echad Leiv, Echad David. One throne for him, and one throne for David. Whatever that means. The time we learned Echad Leiv, Echad David, even Akiva. Omer Leibishi Akiva. Ad Mosi Ato Oisa Shchinu Chol. You treat the Eibishi like he's human. Ella Echad Ledin, Echad Daka. One for Gvura, one for Chesed. Kabla Menei, like Kibla Menei. Kibla Menei. Did Akiva accept the Yisus Vart? Tashma. The Tanya Echad Ledin, Echad Daka. You're Akiva. Omer Rabbi Zayi, which we have many times in Shas and Shabbos and other places. The blood of Zion said to him, Akiva, he says, Klach l'cha, maloch is a goda. Klach, you should go, it's in the goyim v'olad. You should deal with all leprosy. And could be had, we'll have Lady Marson Hedin, the blood of Ben Hurkin, the last day of his life, told him 3,000 halachas, and olas, and laws of tumah. Hardest parts of Shas. Leave that God to us. Why didn't I like the Pshat of Rabbi Yesi? Because he has the din before chesed. I want chesed before din. Even though we learned before the Eibush Chatzchila wanted to make the world in Dini, so it didn't work, so he shot him by Mizrachim. Kisa Leishol Asraf Laharon Lagav. Kisa sit down and Asraf is the leg in the stool that he can put his feet on. Omer Rav Nachman Haiman the Yodla Dudel Minin. Kedav Idis. If you know how to respond to the Pekusim like Rav Idis Lehedi, you should answer. He loy Lehedi. We had Gemara Brachayz of Hey over there. Rabbi Shua Gemara says that was a guy who knew how to answer all that Pekusim, all those stories there, but the camels and donkeys. Only Rav Idis. If you're qualified, like no, the average person no, but this Hamayr Rav Idis who knew how to respond, he should. Not he could. He should. It says in the pasuk, well, Moshe, you should say, Omar, Alei El Hashem, go up to the Eibush, Alei El Ayin. But if the Eibush is the one who's talking in the Torah, shouldn't the Eibush say to Moshe, come to me? What do you mean, go to Hashem in third person? Omar, Alei El Matatan, the third person is Malach Matatan. Sheshmoy Kishem Rabbi, the Gematria of Matatan, which is elsewhere, is Shakai, which is the same like the Eibush. It says, Kishmi Bekibay. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, who will take us? The Eibush says, I'll send you my Malach Lefonov and that, and Shmi Bekibay. Sorry? True. Not Shakai. Okay. Yeah, okay. No, Tzvokas I heard the Rebbe say clearly. Yeah, Shakai may be right. Tzvokas I heard the Rebbe my own answer saying. So why didn't Moshe, if Matatan is the Eibishter, why didn't he even bow down to Matatan? See, if it says another pasuk, "Al Taimar boy, you should not rebel against me. Al Taimar any boy, do not switch me for him." Im kein lo yisal pishachel amli. So why does the Eibishter say that he cannot take your avedis? What did he need him for? He's useless. Right. He said to me, right. That the faith of the Eibishter, it was in our hands. We knew that he couldn't do anything. We taka didn't accept him. The Eibishter shliach. Moshe said the Eibishter, we don't want a malach. Either you come with us or that's it. We're not interested. The Eibishter poured on them all the ash and so forth. Why is it came from Hashem? It came from him. Talking about the Eibishter. Why third person? So this launderer said, Shavke, leave him be. I will answer him. The Chassid says, Lemech said to his wives, he said to his wives, Oda and Tzela, he says, Shama and Koy, listen to me. The wives are Lemech. Listen to me. When he killed him, he said, listen to what happened. She said, my wives. What do you mean, Nishay Lemech, third person? It's Lemech standing there, talking to his wives. What are you saying? Wives are Lemech. He's saying, my wives, listen to my Libra, listen to me. It's common for the pasuk to talk in third person. The Eibush also speaks in third person. What a beautiful answer! Right. That's true. Yeah. But in the Torah. So very impressed. They asked him. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yosi asked this launderer, "How do you know all this?" I heard from Meir. Rabbi Yechon used to say, "When a Meir is a dash in yeshiva, the pirkei is yeshiva have a dodish." This is his drashas. Kills a shmita. This is what a Shabbos shuvah, Shabbos agadah should be. A third of it should be a pulpul. Tils a gadata. A third of it should be hagwa medrash. And tils a mitla. A third of it should be stories of mashalim. Rabbi Yechon, Gimel Meir's mashalos shualim hoyer Meir. A Meir had 300 mashalim of factors to explain different things in Tanakh. But onu ein lanu el shalos. We only have three. Rabbi Yechon Gisser only has one. On the pasuk where it says "Avos yechelu baisa," that the parents will eat baisa, the grapes are not ripe. V'shinei banei dekena, and the children will get sour at the tongue. Moiznei tzedek avnei tzedek, the scales of justice, and tzadik mitzora necha. Tzadik will escape from mitzora. The yovei rosh tachtim, a rosh will take his place. Beautiful Rashi. I'll just tell you what it is. Rashi learns the stich from Shalim, and the Bechanan learns one. But the kitzur, there's a fox with a wolf over there. So the fox said to the wolf, "You want to have really good food? Don't chop me." The Jews have a custom that they allow animals to come on a Friday and help them prepare a meal, and you'll get all the food. They'll give you food. So he went, and as soon as they came to the house on Friday afternoon, the Yiddish house, they beat up the wolf with sticks and everything else. He goes out, goes to the hospital, gets all bandaged up. He walks over to the fox and says, "What is this?" The fox says, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, your father did the same thing a few weeks ago, and when they weren't looking, he stole all the food. So they saw you, they beat you up. So the father, the sin is dying for the son is getting hurt for the father's thing." So the fox are very angry. "Why don't you let him go?" So he says, "Fox, don't worry, I have an idea. You see this bucket over here? Watch me." He goes, there's a big well, he jumps into the bucket and goes all the way to the bottom, and the moon was being reflected in the water, looked like a piece of cheese. and meat, and he tells the fox, "Ah, I'm a chayve. You should know what I'm eating here." So the fox, so the wolf says to the fox, "How do I get there also?" So jump in the other pail that's up there. So the fox, so the wolf jumped in the pail, and the fox went flying up, and the wolf went down, and the fox, and the wolf said, "How do I get up?" He said, "You're not going anywhere. You're staying the rest of your life." And that's the pasuk mitzora nechlitz. I was saved from the yavod hashtachtav, and you took my place. So the main had full of mishalom.